Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 21 through 24. And so the passage that we're in the midst of is a story about King Jehoshaphat going to battle against multiple nations. In fact, a multitude, a great army is coming against them. And so Jehoshaphat, first thing he did was go to God and plead with God and thank him for his past mercy and how he had delivered them and been with them. And then he asked him for wisdom. He asked him for help and said, "We're overwhelmed, you know, with this problem that's come before us. Will you please, oh God, will you help us? Will you deliver us?" And God did. As he first, they wait, they sit there and stand before God and wait and are patient. And then God delivers a message and says, "Don't worry, this is my battle. Do not be fearful, be courageous, go forth, for I will deliver this enemy into your hands." But we noticed in the last episode that they got up early. It wasn't without action on their end. It's not as if they just sat back and did nothing. No, they rose up early, they went forth to battle, and we'll pick up here in verse 22. It says, And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." Isn't that interesting? That must have looked so odd. You know, here the people of Judah rise up early in the morning and they go forth to battle, and instead of, you know, chants or instead of bragging or instead of, you know, hooting and hollering and screaming, they go forth singing, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." And then now verse 22, "Now when they begun to sing and to praise," notice this, I'm going to repeat that. "Now when they had began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. 23, "For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another." Isn't this amazing? Amazing what God can do. And then in verse 24, "So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were their dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped." And it goes on to talk about how they spent days just picking up the spoil of the battlefield. You know, costly jewels and gold and silver and so on. You know, all these precious items. They spent days gathering up. And how did they have the great victory? God delivered it. But notice it says, again, "When they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir." So a couple of things I get here. One is, am I going forth each day praising the Lord for his mercy that endures forever? What would happen? You know, what would happen if I started my day going out? I'm the first thing. And that's why I'm just increasingly just disciplining myself to make sure that the first thing that I do is get in, or nearly first thing I do. In other words, before I get into news, before I see what's happening in the world, before I start jumping into projects, that I do my very best to try to do this early in the morning to get a chance, to get in his word, so that I get a chance to set my mind right, to praise him. But it's more than just getting in the word. They're praising him for his mercy that endures forever. And the second question I have for us is it possible that some of the challenges we're facing might have different outcomes if we attack them with an improved attitude or with a different attitude altogether? And then third, is it possible that regardless of the outcome, whatever particular challenges that we're dealing with, regardless of the outcome, is it possible that we might enjoy life and others might enjoy our presence more if we changed our attitude and chose to praise the Lord, regardless of the circumstances? You know, how would it impact our families, our children, our spouses, our coworkers? What if there's an attitude, you know, even if we don't, I'm not saying you can enter into your workplace singing songs, right? Maybe you can, but what if inside of you, what if you're praising the Lord? What if you're meditating on his word? What if you're in the right headspace because we're starting in the word, because we're having our devotion in the morning, because we're choosing to have a cheerful attitude? Father, I just pray that you would help us to be a different people. We are your people. You have set us apart for a peculiar work, for a special work that you've ordained for us before the worlds were formed. And Father, I believe that you have a special work for each of us, Father God. And I pray that you'd help us to embrace that and embrace the challenges that come with it. And you'd help me to choose joy, choose to sing, choose to trust you, choose to believe that your mercies endure forever. And Father, I pray that as we do that, that we would be a different people, that people would notice a different attitude about us, and that it would lead them ultimately to you and bring joy and happiness within our families. We pray this in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, I want to encourage you to share it with others. You can download my podcast on iTunes. It's Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark. You can also go to my blog, beacatalyst.com. Now, let's go out there and make it a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. God bless.